Hey Mama, today we have part two of our two-part series with Dr. Tom O'Brien, who is joining us, giving us all his wisdom when it comes to living well, environmental toxins, how to be empowered, and how to take personal responsibility for ours and our family's health and wellness. So with no further ado, let's continue, pick up where we left off last week. If you haven't had a chance before you listen to this, go back and listen to last week's episode because this is just a flow on, but let's get into this episode. Hey Mama, do you want to balance maintaining your home, cooking, cleaning, all the things you have to do as a stay-at-home mum whilst being present with your family? Do you find yourself up late at night, scattered, thinking about all the things you didn't get done and so need to do tomorrow? Is your greatest desire for your littles to know and love Jesus? Hey, I'm Elise. When I became a mum, I felt overwhelmed and wished that I could just stay on top of everything. I wanted to be there for my family, and yet all these things still had to get done. I was worried that I would spend this time too busy and miss it. Until I found the secret, partnering with God even in our home life. In this podcast, you will find tactical tips for homemaking, help for your low-tox journey, as well as biblical parenting so that you will find God's joy and experience His peace in motherhood. Welcome to Wholesome Mama. It's time to go grab your cup of tea, reheat it because you know, and let's get into today's episode.
But you have to learn to explore where's it coming from. So let's talk about now, where's it coming from? The Center for Disease Control tells us that 14 of the 15 top causes of death are chronic inflammatory diseases. It's always inflammation. Mm-hmm. The only exception to that is unintentional injuries, accidents. Everything else is inflammation that's above normal, but below symptom level. And when it's above normal, it's killing off tissue, killing off tissue, killing off tissue, but you have no symptoms until it kills off enough tissue. Now you start getting some symptoms. Hmm. And then you want the medication to get rid of the symptoms. But wait a minute, this inflammation has been elevated usually for years. And so we have to identify where is the inflammation coming from.
Yeah.
And the inflammation comes from environmental triggers. That means the world around you. And the most common source of environmental triggers causing inflammation for most people is what's on the end of their fork. Mm. That's the most common. The foods that you're eating. I'll give you an example here. Puts it in perspective. In the Journal of the American Medical Association, 3 years or 4 years ago, they published a paper from Harvard, and the editors of the journal said, this is an elegant study using sophisticated biomarkers to demonstrate their point. Now, the editors of the journal, the American Medical Association, don't give that kind of compliment very often at all. So I knew this was a very important study and well done. You can't challenge the results. They looked at couples going to assisted fertility centers. And as you know, these couples are spending tens of thousands of dollars trying to get pregnant and have a healthy pregnancy and delivery and have a family. It's a beautiful thing. So they ruled out all of the known risk factors for successful implantation at the assisted fertility center. They ruled out cigarette smoking. They ruled out alcohol consumption. They ruled out socioeconomic class. They ruled out waste. They ruled out exercise, no exercise, all these factors. And they looked at just one factor in an elegant way, just one. How many servings of fruits and vegetables is the woman eating a day?
Wow.
Well, and they put them into fours, the lowest amount, the next, the third, and the highest. Well, we all know the more fruits and vegetables you eat, the better. No. Those women in the highest category of fruit and vegetable consumption compared to those women in the lowest category of fruit and vegetable consumption, those in the highest category had 18% less likelihood of successful implantation. 18% less.
Wow.
And if they did get pregnant, they had a 26% less likelihood of a live birth. They lost the baby to miscarriages and stillbirths. Wait, what?
Mm.
The more fruits and vegetables you eat, the worse the outcome? Yes. Startling, jaw-dropping, paradigm-shifting. But there was a subgroup of women that were eating organic. In that category, the results were the exact opposite. The more fruits and vegetables they ate, the better the outcome. So it's the pesticides, insecticides, rodenticides, mm-hmm. fungicides, antibiotics, glyphosate that's in your cucumbers and tomatoes and peppers and potatoes and lettuce and onions in conventional fruits and vegetables, that the amount of these toxic chemicals that are already in your body from a lifetime of eating conventional fruits and vegetables has you over the threshold, and you've got too much inflammation below the surface. While you feel fine, there's too much inflammation, and the more fruits and vegetables you eat while you're trying to get pregnant, that inflammation prevents the successful implantation or maintaining pregnancy.
Wow.
Now, here's the good news. This is the good news on all of that. Women were put in the category of organic fruit and vegetable consumption if they ate 3 servings a week of organic fruits and vegetables, not 3 servings a day.
Yeah, wow.
3 a week. That's all it took for them to have the exact opposite results. And I think, and I've got no evidence for this because the scientists didn't look at that, but I think it's because, you know, if you're eating organic once in a while when it's available, you probably bought organic shampoo and you're using organic soap in the kitchen. You know, you're doing the little things that you can. Mm. Like you said earlier, all the little baby steps, you're moving in the right direction so that you have a healthy pregnancy. So that's the kind of information that all of our young women need to understand.
Mm.
Our bodies are so toxic today, more so than ever before in history, because of the amount of chemicals you were born being exposed to, higher than any generation before you. And these chemicals accumulate in your body, elevating the amount of low-grade inflammation that you have.
Yeah, it's so true. And yeah, you sort of can't talk about the environmental toxins without talking about nutrition. They go hand in hand together, that they're both important, and you need to look at them both. You know, and you just decide what can you do with the resources and the budget and the means that you have to make those better choices.
Most people don't have the finances or the ability to eat organic all the time. Most people don't. Once in a while you can, but if you can't, then our executive producer for the event is Truly Free, trulyfree.com. And they have non-toxic veggie wash. So you bring home your broccoli, you spray it with the veggie wash, you dip it in a tub of water, and wow, it's so much greener when you take off the waxes and the chemicals, and you spray your apples and you spray everything and dip it in water, and you eliminate over 94% of the chemicals that are on that fruit or vegetable.
Mm.
So you do the little things that you can do to protect your family.
Yeah. And look at that and go, okay, well, I can't eat organic all the time. Like, and where I live, there's just not access to a lot of it anyway. Like, there's things like berries where I'm like, no, I will go and find organic berries. Or but when we have to buy conventional, it's going, okay, so the best step for me to do with conventional fruit and veggies is to make sure I wash them. And it's 5 minutes, it's not that hard. And it's just getting into a new habit that's actually a simple habit. It's just a new habit for better health, for you and for
right. Look, you know, most people have a dish rack next to the sink where they let the dishes sit to dry, right? So I carry the bags in the house when we go shopping. My wife takes out the broccoli and she gets a little tub of a big bowl in the sink of water, and she sprays the broccoli, stirs it around in there. It goes in the dish rack to dry. Now the apples, she sprays the apples, dumps them in the water, rinses them off, and now they go to dry. It's that easy.
Yeah.
And you're protecting your family in ways that you can't even imagine how much protection. It's simple. It's inexpensive. You get organic whenever you can, but when you can't, you clean everything. Critically important.
Yeah. I love that. Can we move on? I just want to quickly talk about what you find working, particularly working with patients and working with families. What are some of the misconceptions that people have around environmental toxins and health?
Well, the most common source of environmental toxins is what's on the end of your fork. That is most common. And the number one food, like no other, and Harvard published so many papers on this, and there are many other research studies on this, but the number one food that causes inflammation and leaky gut in everyone is wheat. Every human has a problem with wheat, whether they feel it or not. As I said at the beginning of the show, if you think you have to have gut problems when you eat a food to recognize that food's a problem for you, you'll get it right 1 out of 8 times. That's the ratio. 7 out of 8 times, your gut doesn't have the symptoms. It's your brain or your thyroid or your skin, your acne or your psoriasis. It's your joints, your rheumatoid. It's your nerves. It's MS, you know, but it's not your gut. So you eat the food and you think you feel fine. That is the worst way of determining if a food's okay for you or not. That's a terrible way. You have to test. You really have to test to see, is this food safe or not? So that's the first thing. And for people who can't afford the testing or there's tests not available, give me 3 weeks. No wheat, no dairy, no added sugar for 3 weeks, meaning no sugar iced tea, no sugared lemonade, you know, and no dairy, no cheese whatsoever, and no wheat for 3 weeks. And just notice how you feel. And then go out and eat a pizza and notice how you feel the next day. And most people are sick as a dog. And that's, I'm so happy for you. You feel terrible. Good for you. Good for you, right? Now you know. That before that, you say, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, I'm good. I'm like ready to go. I'm functioning. And you go out and eat some food. Now you know. Now you know, because only 1 out of 8 times do you feel it in your gut. So that's critically important to understand about food. The second thing is you really want to read the labels of everything that you're using in your home. And if you don't understand it, then at least Google it. Type the name into Google and look and see problems with this chemical. And then you'll see it's carcinogenic. It causes liver toxicity. You'll see all the list of cells. I mean, give me a break. You know, we just block it all out. When you see these commercials on television for these medications and you see the Baywatch babes bouncing around, you know, on the beach, you know, with the big hunky guys. But in the background, the voice saying, warning, this will cause liver toxicity, joint pain, and it'll kill you. You don't listen to what they're saying. You're watching how happy they are and how beautiful these models look. And, that's what I want. So I'm going to take that. But you don't listen to liver toxicity and this will kill you. You don't listen to that, right? So just investigate. The average woman, you started to talk about this earlier, the average woman, before she leaves the house in the morning, has put over 120 chemicals on her skin. The average man, it's 86 on their skin before they leave the house. That's the shampoos, the underarm deodorants, the mouthwash, the toothpaste, the makeup. And the industry does not have to list what they put in makeup. How do you get away with having something that people put on their bodies that goes into their bodies? You don't even have to tell them what it is.
Yeah.
That's powerful lobbying. Mm. That's what lobbying dollars get you. There's no studies that have ever looked at the combinations of these products together and how bad they are. Yeah. Well, the products are looked at one by one, not 120 of them together in your bloodstream before you leave the house in the morning.
Yeah.
Every newborn child that they check, when they check the umbilical cord blood at birth, the average is 186 chemicals in the umbilical cord blood that are not supposed to be there.
Mm.
That's heavy metals, toxic chemicals, carcinogenic petroleum products. And this is what baby has been growing in utero.
Mm.
You know, it's like, wake up. You know, we really need our moms to detox for 6 months to a year before they get pregnant. Please, yeah. please listen to this event. It's 1 hour a day for 9 days, you know, and just listen. And hopefully some of it, you'll have some questions that you'll want answered after that. And we'll show you how to get answers to your questions. We'll show you what to ask your doctor, what kind of questions to ask. You know, when your child is put on Ritalin or Adderall, these drugs for attention deficit, these drugs are speed.
Mm.
Why do you give speed to slow down a child's brain? Why would you ever do that? Well, there's only one reason. I had 13 cars when I was in college, undergraduate college, 13 cars that cost less than $100. I had no money at all. You know, I was working my way through school. So you buy a car for $75. When it dies, you take the license plate and get another car, right? Many of those cars would stall at red lights. How do you keep a car from stalling at a red light? You put it in neutral and rev it. You give it gas so it doesn't stall. They need a tune-up so bad sometimes, you know, or you put the clutch in if it's a manual and you give it gas. You're not hot rodding. You're just keeping the car from stalling, right?
Mm.
And the light turns green, you put it in drive and off you go. Well, that's exactly what Adderall and Ritalin do, is they rev the engine of the child so their brain works better so they can slow down and they can listen in a classroom. So why is a child's brain so out of balance? It's always inflammation. You see study after study after study talking about this, but the doctors aren't looking at how do we reduce the inflammation in the child's body.
Mm.
They're only chasing the symptoms to help the symptoms be a little bit better. It's the medicine cabinet logic. You know, let's deal with the symptoms. And it's important to deal with the symptoms, but you have to reduce the inflammation. And that's what we're talking about in our series called The Inflammation Equation.
Mm. Yeah, that's so important. And I think that as parents, we need to realize that this is actually really empowering. It can be overwhelming, but let's not let it be overwhelming. That take this and go, no, I can do something about this. I can do something about the inflammation levels in my body. I can do something about the inflammation levels in my son's body, in my child's body. And I remember when I learned about fragrance and how fragrance is like, you don't know. They put it on there, but you don't know. You don't know what of the 3,800 and whatever chemicals that can come under fragrance and the concoction of that. And I remember being so heartbroken and then angry that companies can get away with this. And here I was with hormonal conditions, with chronic conditions that now I've been able to learn and undo.
Well, what we've learned is that endometriosis is a biochemistry problem. And when you have so many toxic chemicals, your biochemistry goes way out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
Way out of balance. So you learned this, you cleaned up the chemistry in your body, and you're drinking water out of a stainless steel container, not a plastic container. And because you learn, you know, they published a study about 7 weeks ago, I think it is right now. They looked at the three most popular companies for bottled water, and they measured, there's new technology to measure how much plastic is in water. We've heard of microplastics. Well, now with this laser technology, they're doing nanoplastic, and they can measure nanoplastics, which is a billionth of a gram.
Wow.
And what they discovered was that in the three most popular bottles of water, liter size, the average was over 240,000 nanoparticles of plastic in the water. You drink that liter of water, that plastic goes right through your gut into your bloodstream, off on the highway of life. Your bloodstream's just a highway, and it goes off on the highway, and it goes right through the blood-brain barrier and gets in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's in your brain, and your immune system trying to protect you, and your brain fights this invader that's in there, the accumulated plastic. So you get lots of brain inflammation. And what's the result? A 407% increase in Alzheimer's in 30 to 44 year olds in 4 years.
Mm.
That's the result. It's like, wake up, people.
Mm.
You know, we've got to learn about this and protect our families. Learn how to protect your families. And we're going to teach you so many little pearls of how to protect your family. That's our goal. And to send you back to your holistic doctors with questions of, could my daughter's asthma because of indoor toxins in our home? Is that possible? And how do I check this? Do I have mold in my house? How do I check for this? So we want you asking lots of questions as you get educated on where the environmental toxins come from.
Yeah, and I'm so excited. And we'll have links in the show notes for where people can sign up to watch this series. And I'm so excited for it. I just love learning and continuing to learn, as I'm sure you do too, Dr. Tom, about how important that this conversation is to actually change lives. Like this, it's a big topic, but actually this is really important. So to finish up, and I'm so grateful for your time, Dr. Tom, but to finish up, can you share just some quick, easy, simple strategies for mums who are listening to this, who are like, okay, where do I start? What do I do now?
Sure. Get glass storage containers. That's an easy first start. Give the Tupperware to your husband to store nails in the garage. Right? That's one. Two, go to my website, thedr.com, thedoctor.com. So go to thedr.com/plant and download the handout about houseplants from NASA. NASA did the studies on houseplants and look at what houseplants absorb the toxins in the air and get some houseplants. It's inexpensive. You say, oh, I've seen these plants everywhere. Yes. And they absorb a lot of different toxins. And so just do a couple little things like that to begin with. And I think the first thing that everyone can do for their own personal health is, you know, when you drive between two major cities on the highway, usually the highway is two lanes going in the same direction. And on the other side, there's two lanes going the opposite way. And as you come into a city, it opens up into three lanes and four lanes because there's more traffic as you come into the city. What happens when you come into the city and it's opened up to four lanes and you're cruising along, but now you see the flashing lights, there's construction. Now it's down to three lanes. Now it's down to two lanes, and then it's down to one lane. What happens? That's everything backs up and it moves so much slower. That's constipation and dehydration. And so you must drink enough water.
Mm.
And the ratio of water is a third of an ounce per pound body weight. And if you're on the metric system, It's a liter for every 40 kilograms and of weight. And so just start drinking enough water. Drink the best water you can, the healthiest water you can. If need be, get a countertop pitcher to filter water. They're not expensive. And then you put it under the sink and it's going to filter out some of the toxic chemicals in the water. Great. And drink enough water every day so that you can get rid of the toxins that are in your body. That's a first step. Get some houseplants, get glass storage containers, look for phthalate-free nail polish, organic cosmetics. These are all little things that you can do. In my book, there are 36 to-dos with URLs and all of that. So, but in our docuseries, you every day there'll be a little list for you of things to think about. And all we recommend is you spend 1 hour a week at this. 1 hour a week. And in 6 months, people go, like you, with what happened to you, your wedding dress is too big on you now. And you're firm and you're not skinny. You're not skin and bones. You're not emaciated. You're wholesome, right? And congratulations on that for what you've done in your own personal life. That's really great. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's so important. And like those steps, it's so doable. And no matter how old your kids are, like it's not too late to start this, right? It's not too late. It's not over. It's not too late.
Goodness, no. Listen, they did a study 2 years ago. And they showed if people change their diets to mostly a rainbow fruit and vegetable diet with a little bit of quality meats on occasion and not too many carbohydrates at all, if they did that in their 20s, it was projected that they would add 18 to 22 years onto their life.
Wow.
If they started that in their 60s, it was projected that they would add 8+ years to their life. Yeah. And if they started that in their 80s, meaning you've been eating ding dongs and White Castle hamburgers and Big Macs your whole life, and you're going to start when you're 80 years old, it was predicted you gained 2.3 years of life, active life, by changing to a fruit and vegetable quality protein diet. It's never too late. Never.
Yeah, I love that. And it's quality life. It's not just the years, it's actually having the quality of life in the years. Thank you so much, Dr. Tom, for joining me. And I said to you that I'm probably going to have to do this in parts because I know that this will just be too good. So I truly appreciate your time. And as I said before, I will have links to your website and links to your book and also the docuseries in the show notes for the listeners. But thank you again. It's is that the best place for people to your website for people to connect
with you? Right. Well, the link is theinflammationequation.com/ER. And that's for you, Elise. /ER. You go there and you'll get the full interview with Fran Drescher. You'll see the trailer. There's a 6-minute trailer that really gives you a sense of what this is all about. And everyone that sees that goes, wow, oh, cool. This is really cool. And so you'll see the 6-minute trailer. Then you have access to the full hour interview with Fran Drescher right away, even before the event begins.
Thank you so much, Dr. Tom, for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, Elise. Pleasure to be with you also.
Hey, Mama, well, how good was that? I hope that you enjoyed the full interview with Dr. Tom O'Brien. I know that I, sitting there, got so much out of it, and I just love his whole approach to really practical, doable steps to wellness. And I love the idea of, and it's in his book that I've been reading and since this episode have gotten to listen to more of it. The whole thing of let's take an hour a week to learn, to do research, to make changes. 1 hour a week. We can all do 1 hour a week. Let's just give 1 hour a week to our family's health and wellness. And where you will be in a month's time, 6 months' time, 12 months down the track is going to have changed your life. So I hope that you will join me in taking up that challenge and giving ourselves 1 hour a week towards being empowered with our health and wellness. Also, if you wanted to, I have the links for Dr. Tom O'Brien's docuseries in the show notes. I have signed up and it's going to be absolutely incredible. And I'm so excited to see what one, his interview with Fran Drescher. I'm like, if you know me, you know how much I love The Nanny, and Friends are like up there, all-time favorite shows. So I did fangirl a little bit over that. But that is amazing, amazing. You get instant access to that. And then you can sign up for the docuseries too. So be blessed, Mama. And I, yeah, hope that you enjoyed that interview. And if you did, I would love you to share with me what your big takeaways were. Email me or send me a message on Instagram. I would love to hear from you. But be blessed, Mama, and I will be with you next week. Well, that wraps up another episode, and I pray that you were blessed by today's conversation and really got something out of it for you to take into your motherhood this week. If you did get something out of today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review so I know that you're loving the show. You can also come and chat on Instagram. The handle is @wholesomemama. And don't forget, we have a Facebook community too with mums just like you who are in the trenches of mothering littles. So come and join us over there as well. The link for everything is always in the show notes. Have a beautiful week, Mum. Be blessed, and I will be with you next week.